Inventing Devil Slide, top of the hour. We get to enjoy Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, Will Durst and Willie Brown. Good morning, guys.
Good morning, John. How are you?
I'm fantastic. And yourself?
Oh, the sun is shining on me as we speak.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to be a nice day.
And Will Durst is, of course, as usual, in his wonderful mood, ready to do the burst of Durst at the outset of the show rather than later on.
No. I'm going to wait till the 7:50 time slot where it normally appears.
Are you angry about something this
morning? No. Today's a great day. Today's a day without coffee, however, but it's still a great day.
He's upset, John, over the fact that the National League lost again.
I am upset.
Oh, yeah. Well,
Trevor Hoffman. One year it's Eric Gagne, and now it's Trevor Hoffman. It's always the reliever from the National League West.
Yeah, I mean, it was a pretty good game, though, until the very end.
John, I must tell you, your new show in the morning, you're wiping out all those other guys. That ad about your deal on KCBS and KGO, you get better news with you. Particularly since you reported on the fact that Newsom apparently is already eyeing 2010. I thought that was kind of interesting.
You know, it's sort of odd that we want to win these elections so bad and we want to beat the other guys, but then we just can't. It's like herding cats.
Yes, you take out insurance. And yesterday on this show, we talked about transit rail security. Little did we know that would be probably the biggest topic in the world today with the 6 bombings in India.
190 people dead.
200.
It's over 200?
Over 200, yes.
We got Dennis Herrera, city attorney. We got the sheriff of the city and county.
Mike Hennessy.
San Francisco. Mike Hennessy's going to be here. We'll be speaking to Jeffrey Cooner, and it's a great show all around here. Keeping it real with Will and Willie.
All right, guys, we'll be hanging out. That's the Progressive News Hour for this day. More news and downloadable audio 24/7 at our website, quakeradio.com. This is San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, San Jose. It's 7 o'clock on 960 The Quake. The following is a special report from 960 The Quake News. The reinvention of Devil Slide on 960 The Quake.
Earlier this week, I went out to Devil's Slide to check on the progress of repairs that Caltrans is performing at Devil's Slide.
We're dealing purely with the uppermost slide. It's a section of roadway about 235 feet long that is actually moving, in geological terms, is moving relatively rapidly down towards the ocean. And what we're trying to do is secure that top slice of the cliffside.
That is John Cunliffe with Caltrans as crews continue their work around the clock, drilling 200 tiebacks into newly constructed retaining walls.
And through those walls, we're boring into the cliff. On the upper section, we're going in 100 feet deep, and in the lower section, we're going in 150 feet deep. And through each of those bores, we insert what we call tieback cables. Those are shoved into the hole to the full depth, and then they are injected with a cementitious grout to secure the cable to the more stable rock 100 or 150 feet deep into the cliff.
Now, all of this is a semi-permanent fix as Caltrans has started construction on the long-awaited Devil's Slide Tunnel. That is scheduled to be completed by 2011. Tomorrow, we will look at that project and the Highway 92 widening project.
You can hear these Quake News Team reports at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. all this week. The entire series available online at quakeradio.com.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown 4 Traffic Center and the Crown 4 Morning News.
7:03, good morning. I'm John Scott. This report brought to us by Hyundai. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Petaluma, 101 southbound before Washington, new crash blocking the right lane. We double-checked just to make sure we weren't giving you wrong information because it seems to have been here forever. Car hit the center divide on 85 northbound about 6 o'clock this morning, right before Blossom Hill. And the tow truck's having some trouble getting it out of there, apparently. Left lane still blocked. 680 northbound at the Benicia Bridge Toll Plaza. Car stalled in one of the toll lanes. Another Marin problem, 101 northbound at Central San Rafael exit. Car stalled in the right lane. And due to weather, delays on arriving flights of about an hour at SFO. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. Ready to start your challenge? Head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. We'll check this morning's headlines for you at the bottom of the hour. Keeping it real with Will and Willie starts now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
Down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street here at the Hotel Vitale, we are Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. I'm Will Durst.
And I'm Willie Brown. And for the first time, Mr. Durst, this week we actually had to close the curtain at the start of the show. The sun is coming directly over the Bay Bridge.
Big yellow orb. It burns. It burns.
And it's a signal that the spacecraft must be doing its job. It has removed the fog.
Yes, that's what they're doing. They're stripping the fog up there, yeah.
Went up to take care of the fog. Things have been occurring, though. The mayor got great play on his story from yesterday about his Olympic bid. His mouthpiece, the Chronicle, gave him an editorial this morning that praised him to high heavens. And then, of course, the sports writers raised serious questions about whether or not the 49er family would be satisfied with the stadium proposal that he has. But all of that is headed toward now seriously trying to get the Olympic Games for San Francisco for
2016.
And we're competing.
10 years from today.
Yeah, wow, we're competing with four or five other cities, Los Angeles, Houston, Chicago, and I think Philadelphia.
Well, L.A.'s already had them, so screw that.
Twice.
Yeah.
L.A. had them many, many years ago, and then they had them in the middle 80s, I think it was, when Peter Uberoth, who's now the head of the U.S. Olympic Committee.
And that was the year that Russia dumped out, right?
Yes.
I think L.A. was the year that Russia wouldn't come.
Yes.
And because then Jimmy Carter wouldn't go to Russia. Jimmy Carter wouldn't go to Moscow.
In 1980.
In 80. So I think it was 84.
Jimmy Carter ruined an investment I made at that time.
Oh, no.
I invested in the San Francisco Pioneers, a women's basketball team, and we were going to play at the Civic Auditorium, and we anticipated that that investment would quadruple in value because after the Olympics, women's basketball
would be hot.
Thank you. And Mr. Carter shut that little deal down. I ended up for several years working to pay off debt that I had incurred.
Oh, no.
Yeah, with that. I'm a terrible investor. I mean, if I'm thinking about buying your stock, you ought to pay me not to. Every stock that I've ever purchased.
And isn't the reason that we decided not to go to the Moscow Olympics over the summer of 1980 was because Russia had invaded Afghanistan?
Yes. The world turns.
It certainly does.
You don't understand how the world turns, Will.
Sometimes it turns fast, and sometimes it takes 22 years.
But you're not supposed to remember any of that.
Oh, no.
Please don't.
No, I won't.
But back to the Olympics. I mean, how do we get all the way over there?
Sorry about that.
Yes. I'm trying my best to make sure that we get to the Olympics in 2016. And I think San Francisco, frankly, America and San Francisco would be in a prime position. I think that the Asian nations would love to have us do it. China has it. 2008, we were very helpful to the Chinese when they were made the choice in 2000 for 2008. I think they would probably return the favor, and I suspect that the African nations likewise would
be supportive. Why the African nations? Would they prefer an East Coast?
Well, no, not really, because the kinds of things that we've done in California over the years on behalf of the change in the nature of the politics. After all, it was Maxine Waters and our operation that started the effort for divestment that led to Nelson Mandela's freedom. So we have some agenda there. Ron Dellums has kind of been the symbol.
CalPERS was one of the first people to pull out, weren't they?
At the very first. And I got to tell you that Ron Dellums has been the symbol of trying to encourage health assistance, particularly in the area of AIDS. When he left the Congress, that's the first thing that he decided to do in the late 90s was try to get things going. He made a deal with the Bush administration, which resulted in billions of dollars, or millions of dollars, rather, going into Africa. So there are a whole series of symbols
for California.
Well, at least
the promise of millions of dollars.
Yes, but the symbols of California come, and I believe far superior to Chicago, Houston, Philadelphia, and Los Angeles. And so we do have a little bit of, we got some game going here.
Would you dare to call us the front runner at this point?
No, I wouldn't want to put the curse of
the
Brown
curse,
on us.
Yeah.
I wouldn't want to put the curse of Brown
it's
on
like
us.
Like leading in the top of the ninth with nobody on and two out.
And down to your last track.
All three guys who got hits, the single, the double, and the triple, all had two strikes.
And it was the same reliever who was serving up that bit of coffee.
Trevor Hoffman.
Yeah, that guy should work down here. We'd get better coffee service. To get him, go in there and ask him. For Trevor would deliver it just out of a few.
You know, Trevor's the guy who hit Robbie Thompson in the head and screwed up his eye. Robbie was never the same after that. That was Trevor Hoffman. I'm not a big fan of the Trevor Hoffman person.
You really have kept abreast of his career.
I'm not a happy man when
most
it comes
of us,
to the Trevor Hoffman.
Well, most of us would have been able to talk about Russia's invading Afghanistan in 1980 rather than whether or not he had Robbie in the head. That's kind of momentous,
you
obviously.
Know, I have a little bit of knowledge about a lot of stuff.
I am impressed.
I'm perfect for radio.
We're going to put you on Jeopardy any day now. And today, well, we
12th of July?
Yes, we've got to discuss another turnaround in the administration. All of a sudden, the Geneva Conventions are applicable to the guys at Guantanamo. Did you see this morning where Mr. Bush and his...
has decided to extend the courtesies of the Geneva Convention to our prisoners of war.
And he doesn't...
How magnanimous of
him. Yeah, he doesn't say... No, he didn't even acknowledge that there was anything different before.
Really?
Said, no, this is not really a change. This is kind of the way we've always done it. The courts just ordered you, dummy, 2 weeks ago.
He called the President of the United States a dummy.
No. No, it's the Defense Department.
Oh, okay.
And then...
Dummy, yeah, Rummy the Dummy, yeah.
Speaking of ill timing, David Letterman's show...
Last night?
No, that went the night of Ken Lay's death.
Yeah.
When Ken Lay died in the...
Ostensibly.
Ostensibly. On that night, they were doing a rerun of the best of David Letterman. And it just so happens that it was a show in which he was really taking Kenneth Lay on and making fun of Kenneth Lay and talk about how much better Kenneth Lay would be now that Houston is so hot, he's pleased to be going to the cooler.
And
now trying to explain how this was planned 2 weeks in advance or some other time. Nobody knew the guy was going to die at that time, or allegedly die at that time. So it's kind of interesting to see what happens to people. I hope that when they do the best of our shows, they'll be very careful. They'll be
they'll be circumspect. They will clean these things with a hound's tooth comb. Yeah, they'll go over there. They'll make sure we're not saying anything out of joint.
and make sure that we don't. And then, of course, with Dennis Herrera coming in, it's going to be interesting to have some conversation with him, particularly because Colorado just passed yesterday some of the toughest anti-immigration laws in the country. The states, apparently, are doing what the feds cannot do, and that's address the issue in one manner or another. But can you imagine the state of Colorado that has both houses of the legislature controlled by Democrats, the governorship controlled by a Republican, they somehow could reach an accord that the Republicans are criticizing?
Yeah, the Republicans in the state legislature are pissed because the governor actually compromised with the majority.
Well, what they really wanted was they didn't want the problem solved. They wanted it on the ballot for this fall. That is right, as a campaign issue. And by virtue of the fact that he allegedly solved the problem, that creates a
problem.
Yeah, they have the deal where you can collect the signatures, but if the legislature acts, it doesn't go on the ballot. And that's what happened this time. Now, the 500,000 signatures were there, but in view of the fact that the legislature acted and the governor signed, it doesn't go. And then there is one more thing about Colorado that was a little disturbing. I went through kind of the details of what went on down there, and I found that my friend, Richard Lamb, a good friend of mine, we were in law school. He was one of my law school students when I taught law school. He was a student of mine.
Didn't he?
He went back to Colorado three terms, governor of Colorado.
Yeah.
And he was that zero population guy, you know, where birth control and all those kinds of things. Lo and behold, he's the guy heading the signature collection to say immigrants should not be extended any of the protections that are currently afforded, even by the federal government, apparently. And so I don't know what's happening to Lamb since I last had a Lamb sighting.
He's
which
now
was
a lion.
Many years ago, because he was considered to be the cutting edge in the world of politics. There was no such thing as a Green Party when he was out there. Had there been, he clearly would have been a Green Party type. He was far more liberal than any of the Democrats that we were associated with, and he won three times. Yeah, very odd. But he was a student of mine in law school 100 years ago. And I never knew what happened until now, that he's, you know, still alive and still kicking and still participating in the world of politics.
With the emphasis on kicking right now.
No question. And I guess he's got to be in his early 60s, because I was probably middle 60s. I was kind of a young teacher in those days. I got out of that business.
You didn't like teaching?
I was not going to be responsible for unleashing up on the world people trained by me. That's a sobering thought.
Oh, thank God it wasn't a restraining order put on you by the federal government or something.
No. They didn't reserve my space. But Dick Lamb was a formidable person when you win any governorship three times. That's a clear indication.
Now, was he turned out after three?
I think he just decided to leave. You know, he was one of those kind of weird persons. He wasn't exactly a party stalwart. He was never so disciplined that he was obedient to any of the real conventional rules or regulations. He was kind of one of those guys out there by himself. So I'm not really surprised that you'd find him suddenly highly identified with an effort with reference to immigration. But apparently, this time around, on a side that is not exactly reflective of humanity, because the efforts in Colorado clearly indicate a movement away from. For an example, a person will not be able to access the educational system, will not be able to access any aspects of the healthcare system, no matter what. And that's a very strange kind of position, in my opinion.
It's not even an American position. Yeah. Much less
a
Colorado.
No question. And so I'm going to see if I can find him. Because he'd be a good person to have a conversation with by telephone.
Maybe he's got a responsible opinion on it.
No question. On the immigration question.
We got a great show coming up this Wednesday, July 12th, year 2006. It's 7:17 at this point. We have Jeff Cooner. In our next segment, Jeff Cooner from Insight Magazine joins us once a week, and we'll be the attorney Dennis Herrera and and San Francisco County Sheriff Michael Hennessy. All here, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
The San Jose Grand Prix, presented by Taylor Woodrow, July 28th through 30th. 3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing. More bridges. More viewing. More passing. More fun. It's more than a race. The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes and proudly supports the Canary Foundation. To buy your tickets now, call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com. Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude.
Amigo.
El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
Segment, and call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Hey, Truth Seekers, I'm Mike Malloy. Weeknights, 11 to 2, and now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Freedom of choice, what you got. Freedom of choice.
And we have your freedom of choice. You can listen to us, or you can listen to bad stuff.
Because we are keeping it real here on 960 The Quake, the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street. It is Wednesday, July 12th, and it's 7:21, almost 7:22 a.m. Great show today. I'm glad you guys checked in. We have, I believe he's on the air, isn't he? We have Jeff Cooner from InsightMag.com. Are you there, Mr. Cooner?
Yes, I am.
Hey, Jeff, Willie Brown, how are you?
Hey, I'm good. How are you, Willie?
I'm better than Joe Lieberman.
I think everybody's better than Joe Lieberman right now.
What's the reaction in Washington to his announcement that he's going to run under some of the flag, if necessary, in order to be in the race?
Well, I mean, to be brutally honest, most people in Washington were anticipating this for a couple of months.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, there's been a lot of talk that Lieberman was going to be in big trouble in the primary campaign. People realized here that there was a lot of disaffection, especially among progressive liberals, with Lieberman. And, you know, in fact, just last night I was at a pretty good Japanese restaurant with a prominent Democratic activist. And he was just telling me that literally the hatred in the party for Joe Lieberman is so intense. I mean, they talked about other people. There's Joe Biden. There's Hillary Clinton. You know, there's other people who've, you know, supported Bush's foreign policies in many ways, especially on Iraq. But they go Lieberman, they just feel that Lieberman has crossed the line in many ways, that he's betrayed Democrats on a lot of core issues. And with him publicly coming out, saying that he would run as an independent, for a lot of Democrats, they just consider that the knife in the back.
The final straw.
Yeah, really. They just consider that an act of utter betrayal. And what I can just tell you is this. We've got some pretty good sources within the Lieberman campaign, and what they're telling us is they are very worried. Ned Lamont, I mean, they're criticizing him in public as much as they can, but in private, he is running a very, very good campaign. It's got a lot of energy. It's got a lot of support. He's getting a lot of money now. And he is hurting Lieberman on the war issue. He is just beating him like a drum.
Are there any polls out at the moment?
He's slightly behind right now. What the Lieberman people are telling us is they still have about an 8-9% edge, but this is closing rapidly. And they're saying what they're just sensing now is there are a lot of Connecticut Democrats who are becoming increasingly disaffected with Lieberman. Now, what Lieberman's people are saying to us is that they feel that Senator Lieberman is in a good position in the general election. They think that a lot of Republicans and a lot of independents will probably swing to Lieberman in the general campaign. But there's no getting around this fact. If Ned Lamont wins, and it's starting to look increasingly likely that he could pull it off, it would be a tremendous blow to the hawks within the Democratic Party, and it would be a serious blow to Lieberman personally.
Jeffrey, in your conversations with this activist, did he indicate anything about the width and breadth of the kind of ground troops that might be available on election day for Ned Lamont?
Well, what he said is what Lamont is really doing extremely well with is that he is networking very well with the bloggers who are really becoming a big force within the Democratic Party. He has a lot of young progressives, and what they're just very surprised at is how he's able to draw money from, I mean, obviously not just Connecticut, but he's drawing money from all across the country, and he's also personally quite wealthy. I mean, depending on what you read and what you hear, he's worth between about $100 to $300 million.
Holy moly.
He writes a lot of serious checks.
We're speaking with Jeffrey Kooner from Washington Times. InsightMag.com. His column appears there. And you're the editor of Insight Mag, right?
Yes, I am.
Now, Jeffrey, thanks for joining us here on 960 The Quake, as you do, hopefully, every week. Where did he get this money? Where did Ned Lamont, what is his background on that?
Well, that's the interesting thing about Ned Lamont. He is a bit of a political neophyte. I mean, he's involved in sort of local Connecticut politics. But he's very much an entrepreneur, a businessman, who has a lot of dealings with sort of a lot of prominent Republican corporate heavy hitters. Now, to be fair to Ned Lamont, the Lieberman people have brought on board a lot of Bill Clinton's former top aides. They got Lanny Davis, who was general counsel to Clinton. And they're trying to really use those sort of corporate connections of his and try to wrap it around his neck and claim he's not really a true Democrat. He's not a true progressive. Lieberman is. But to be fair to Ned Lamont, we've done some research on him. And, I mean, he's very much, he was before, a sort of local politician who was interested in improving schools and improving health care and really just sort of your local, you know, bread and butter issues. He wasn't involved in sort of national issues or even state issues. And like many Democrats, he was profoundly disillusioned with the war in Iraq. He opposed it from the beginning. He was very disappointed in Lieberman. Now, the point that I want to stress is what bothered him about Lieberman is what's bothered a lot of Democrats, which is not just that he supported the war in Iraq. Okay, fine. People, you know, agree, you know, reasonable people can disagree. But it's been how out front he's been, how outspoken he's been, how committed he's been to back Bush's policy in Iraq, no matter how many setbacks, no matter how many mistakes. And they just feel that literally Lieberman is no longer a genuine Democrat and he doesn't belong in the party.
Let me ask you, you have said something about the suburban agenda for the GOP and for this forthcoming election in the fall. What exactly are the contents of the suburban agenda?
Okay, the suburban agenda, it's really originally was the brainchild of a Illinois Republican congressman called Mark Kirk. But what we're hearing is that Karl Rove is picking up on this agenda, and he thinks this could be the set of issues that he thinks could put the GOP over the top. Basically, what Kirk and about a caucus of about 65 to 70 Republicans have concluded is that they go, well, if you look at the leadership within the Republican Party, they really come from two areas. They come from the South, and they come from rural areas. And they're saying if you look at the Democratic leadership, take Nancy Pelosi, for example, they come from urban core centers. She comes from San Francisco. Their argument is that most of the country is in between, that they live in the suburbs. And if Republicans have any chance of reclaiming, of keeping their hold on the House and the Senate, in other words, preventing a takeover from by the Democrats, what they got to do is they have to appeal to suburban voters. And Kirk is basically saying, look, these are small boutique issues. It's not winning the war on terror. It's not going to end global warming. But stuff like making sure that schools are safe against gangs or against violence, computerizing health records. One of their big issues is sort of providing what they call a 401 kids bill, sort of a educational equivalent to 401ks to help parents put their kids through college. These sorts of issues, in other words, education, school safety, health care, that they think really resonate with suburban soccer moms, with sort of ordinary people out in the suburbs, they think that's a winner for them in November. Now, between us girls, as they say, I think the GOP has just a tremendous problem, which is they can play with this suburban agenda, but they have two big problems, which is their conservative base is just not going to come out in November. And they won't come out in November because they don't like the party's stance on immigration, especially the Bush administration. They're badly divided on immigration and federal spending. I mean, every conservative activist I talk about has just been telling me that, you know, we elected these guys to give us small government, and they've given us the biggest non-discretionary spending regime in the last 6 years, over the last 30 to 40 years. I mean, spending has gone up under Bush twice as high as it's gone up under Clinton. So a lot of conservatives are going to stay home in November, and I think ultimately that's what's going to do them in.
Jeffrey Kooner from Washington, InsightMag.com. Just go to InsightMag.com. He's the editor. We want to keep you for another segment. And in the segment, I want to talk about Condoleezza Rice and the possibility of her in 2008. What kind of shadow she's looming over the Republican Party. Keep on keeping it real down here at the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Embarcadero and Mission Street, here on 960 The Quake.
7:31 on 960 The Quake. I'm John Scott. We'll check this morning's headlines after we look at traffic in the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Brought to us this time by Sleep Train Benicia. 680 northbound. Right before you get up to the toll plaza, sort of a construction zone. Skinny through there, and there's a lot of problems. This is just a stall. It's in the number 3 lane. If you are driving through the East Bay and need to head up to Tracy, the 205 or the 5, Patterson Pass Road had caught fire for a little while. It was off 580. It's an off-ramp there. It's now out again. And after yesterday afternoon's horrible backups, 580 is all good, and they have the fire under control for the most part. Slow traffic coming up to the Baybridge Toll Plaza. Metering lights on. Sluggish across the upper deck, but no major problems reported. Back up into the maze due to weather here. We have about an hour arrival delays at SFO, parts on time. Right now at the Sleep Train, when you buy any premium mattress set, you sleep free till 2008. No down, no monthly payments, no interest for 18 months on approved credit. Sleep Train, your ticket to a better night's sleep. Check real-time local traffic anytime at quakeradio.com. 7:32, this morning's headlines on 960 The Quake. San Francisco officials are investigating AT&T's alleged cooperation with the National Security Agency and is considering taking possibly punitive action against the company. A federal lawsuit filed by the Electronic Frontier Foundation accuses AT&T of illegally cooperating with the super secret agency to make communications available to them. The lawsuit says AT&T allowed, among other things, the setup of data mining gear in that secret room that we've reported over the last few weeks at a company's central office south of Marquette. Thanks to an unexpected budget surplus and the fact that we've already used up our allotted free spare the air days this summer, the state government is going to pick up the tab for 3 additional days. When a spare the air day is announced, we all get to ride most Bay Area transit to and from work, no charge.
The city of San Francisco is beefing up inspections of local businesses to make sure that employers are paying their employees minimum wage, at the least. The money's coming from the city's general fund. It will be used to hire four more inspectors to investigate violators. The most expensive place to fill up in Northern California is South Shore Tahoe, $3.40 a gallon. Cheapest in our part of the world is Pleasanton and Vallejo. This is statistics coming from the AAA of Northern California. The price of gas in our state hasn't dropped below really $3 a gallon in nearly 3 months, and gas continues to be twice as expensive as it was 4 years ago. Fog clearing to the coast midday, sunny today. Highs near 60 at the coast, mid-70s on the peninsula, and the low 80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quick.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
It's the ultimate summer escape.
Live like the rich and famous.
You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo's sensational salad today.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters, quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
If you get your early morning news from KGO or KCBS or KQED, we'd like to invite you to try our alternative. No police blotter stories, progressive commentary from contributors like Mother Jones Magazine, news about you, your environment, and your money. And you can download it every morning, too, from QuakeRadio.com.
The Progressive News Hour with John Scott. Start your day with real knowledge. Weekday mornings at 6 on 960 The Quake. 960 The Quake, the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
The role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the president, which she does on a regular basis, I value her judgment and her intelligence, but her job is also to unstick things that may get stuck. Best way to put it. She's an unsticker.
She's an unsticker. We're talking about Condoleezza Rice. We're talking about Condoleezza Rice to Jeffrey Kuhner from the Washington Times. He's the editor of Insight Magazine, and he always calls us up with the hottest news out of Washington here on 960 The Quake. Jeffrey Kuhner, what is happening with Condoleezza Rice? I've heard rumors of her in some sort of connection, relationship with the president. Do you know anything about that?
Well, what we do know is they're very close. Bush relies on her heavily. She, over the last couple of years, especially during his second term, has really become his key advisor. He relies on her not just for foreign policy advice, but increasingly for domestic policy advice. What I'm hearing from the White House is there is huge concern over what's going to happen in November. Many of them are now privately worried that the Democrats could take over not only one, but maybe both houses of Congress. If that happens, they really feel that they could lose everything over the next couple of years, that you could have the possibility of a Democratic Congress and a Democrat in the White House. And so what's been going on over about the last month or so is you're seeing increasing pressure being exerted upon Condoleezza Rice by people around President Bush to convince her to run in 08. Now, she's publicly said she's not interested, but what we're hearing is privately, she has basically told the president that if he is convinced that only she and only Condi can win in 08, if he wants her to run, she will run. So this is a development that I think is something we're going to look at very closely here in Washington over the next couple of months. What we're hearing from people at Republican sources, what they're telling us is that Condi, they think, is a winner in 08. They think she has a lot of strengths that she plays to many African Americans. She can peel away a lot of women voters that would traditionally vote for the Democrats. But they don't want to make any kind of a firm judgment on this until after the 06 elections.
That's incredible news. She has been consistently saying that she has no interest in politics on the electoral side, and many of her key advisors and friends here in California, particularly in and around Stanford, have said that they did not think she would run, period. I would think that she'd be a formidable opponent for Democrats, however, particularly if on the other side we have a skirt too, and this one is Hillary Clinton.
That would take a mixmaster to the electoral map.
You mean it would change the nature of what you called a red and a blue state?
Yeah, totally.
Because all of a sudden you've got two incredible women, both intellectually superior, great credentials, and I think relatively they generate an audience almost instantly. I wondered, Jeffrey, if you'd have any speculation on how active do you think General Powell would be in such a contest, and this is pure speculation.
Powell has a lot of respect for Condi Rice. What I'm hearing is that Powell thinks that her brand of conservatism, which is much more moderate, much more centrist leaning, is exactly where the direction of the party should go. He's always wanted the Republican Party to open up to African Americans more. He thinks Condi Rice could do that. But Willie, the point I want to stress to you and all your listeners out there is, Condi, from everything I'm hearing, is doesn't want to run. She clearly doesn't want to run. She's doesn't want to run for several reasons. She ultimately is an academic. She'd like to go back and do some teaching. Moreover, she doesn't like campaigning. If there's one chink in her armor that everybody at the White House concedes is, she just is not a natural-born politician in the sense of going out on the stump and pressing flesh and kissing babies and doing those sorts of things. And they think that Hillary would be much stronger on that level. So she obviously doesn't want to run. But what we're hearing is that she is a loyal Republican. She's certainly very loyal to the president. And they are very, very worried. I mean, literally, for the Republicans, it could be Armageddon coming up. I mean, if the Democrats take both houses, and you have one investigation after another into President Bush, and you have the Republicans sinking in the polls, for them, I mean, it would be a nightmare scenario to lose both houses of Congress and the White House. And the point I want to stress is this. This is something that, to be brutally honest, I hang around in Republican circles. I hang around in conservative circles. I know them quite well. If there's one thing I just don't understand, though, is the reflexive, visceral, almost irrational hatred of Hillary Clinton. I mean, when I talk to them, I mean, you know, privately what they'll say is, look, you know, obviously won a Republican in the White House in 2008, but if Kerry won, if Joe Biden won, if Al Gore won, who's clearly to the left of Hillary Clinton, we don't have a problem with that. I mean, you know, we won't like it, but it's not the end of the world. But for some reason, if Hillary Clinton gets in the White House, I mean, literally, they're convinced the sky is going to fall.
Jeffrey Cooter always gives us a glimpse into the heart of the conservative mind from Washington. He works for the Washington Times, and he's the editor of Insight Magazine, which is one of their publications. Go to insightmag.com to find out what else is going on. Also, I got to tell you, Jeffrey, you were one of the first guys to tell us that Cynthia McKinney was not going to be charged. And then, of course, it happened, and you told us like 2 months before it happened.
Yeah, well, that was, I mean, a lot of people were talking about that. They just figured that it just, that the incident didn't warrant any kind of an indictment or any kind of a charge. What I'm hearing from Democrats is, they have very mixed feelings about Cynthia McKinney. On the one hand, they think she's got a lot of spirit, that she's the kind of, potentially could be a very effective Democrat in Congress. But what they've been telling me for a while is they just figure she's a loose cannon on certain issues. And in particular, she hasn't been showing up at a couple of her debates during her primary campaign. That they just they think that she needs some very good handlers who can discipline her and focus her. Because they think if she continues to get in trouble with the media, that it's just going to be a drag on for Democrats all over the place, especially in the South where she's from.
And would you care to comment at this time on the court's decision to say that it's okay to go in congressional offices with a subpoena if there is a alleged crime has been committed?
Well, I mean, personally, as a commentator, not as an analyst, just I think it's, I mean, to me, I think that members of Congress should be held accountable like the rest of us. And I was always very uncomfortable with the position that Denny Hastert took, which is somehow that members of Congress are immune, or this whole separation of powers argument. To me, I mean, if you're a corrupt politician, I think the Justice Department and the FBI have every right to come in and do a thorough investigation. What I can tell you is this. A lot of members of Congress are very uneasy now. And it's not just Democrats. There's a lot of Republicans. I mean, the corruption, I mean, Willie, the thing that just stuns me is over the last 3 or 4 years, the level of corruption in this city has just skyrocketed. I mean, the army of lobbyists has doubled. I mean, just the constant, the golf trips, the trips down to Hawaii and Key Biscayne, the supposed conferences where nobody's actually talking about policy, but they're all passing around cigars and $100 brandies, the kind of deals that are being made and being cut. And to me, what concerns me is, fine, the lobbyists are getting all their pet projects put into bills, but who's thinking about the little person out there? I mean, I don't have a lobbyist. You know, you don't have a lobbyist. And I think ultimately, you know, speaking frankly now as a conservative, I think this is something that's going to destroy the Republican Party. I mean, it is a cancer on the party. This this incestuous relationship with all of these fat cat lobbyists. And
that's
no
what we need.
It.
We need lobbyists for the people. We need people. Just ordinary citizens should have a lobby for us. You know what we could do? We could hire somebody. We could elect them to represent us and go to Washington and... Oh, never mind. Jeffrey Cooner, every week that we get to talk to you, it's great, man. It's like you have a flashlight, you're under the refrigerator, we get to see the cockroaches run. Hope to talk to you again soon.
Oh, great talking to you guys. Cheers.
All right, Jeffrey.
And coming up on the Burst of Durst, I know you guys aren't going to be happy about this, but I actually defend the governor. That's all coming up right here on Keep It Real with Will and Willie at 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-344-8232. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-344-8232. That's 1-800-344-8232.
Searching for your dream home? Go to quakeradio.com, keyword real estate, to find some of the Bay Area's top real estate professionals like Century 21, Crystal Estates, Pacific Union, and many, many more. The best way to start your search is with keywords on quakeradio.com.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her LearningRx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
LearningRx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through LearningRx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Hear Randy Rhodes, weekdays from 4 to 8. Now back to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's a Burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And today's Burst of Durst is not brought to you by anybody. No, we're sponsor-free today.
Get your notepads out, because this one is supposed to be a humdinger. This one is worthy of your using it as a jump-off point for your thesis on what, Will?
Why, thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor, and I have been reminded it is sponsored by Scandinavia Design. Go to Scandinavia.com. All right, now this is just a simple little story about everything, how everything is going awry. It's an anecdote of how far off the deep end we've actually jumped. It might even be an allegory involving politics and common human decency, not to mention good manners and the president's popularity, which is hovering around the level of puppy-eating cobra. Here's the deal. On Monday, George and Laura Bush held an event honoring Eunice Kennedy Shriver for founding the Special Olympics. Had a big to-do at the White House. Invited a bunch of do-gooders, including all of Eunice's family, which includes the First Lady of California and her husband. And they went. But he went way out of his way from mentioning it to anybody. Tried to keep it a secret. On the official governor's schedule for the day in question, it simply said, out of state, no public events. Oh, for crumb's sake, let's all grow up, can we? I mean, come on. I know his staff is loath to give Mr. Angelides any electoral ammunition by linking the governor with the 60-watt light bulb currently illuminating the Oval Office, but come on! It's his mother-in-law! Dude, you get a pass for that. Yes, even we commie pinko yellow rat bastards understand the whole mother-in-law thing. Besides, the Special Olympics? Come on! What cretinous fool toad butt-wipe lizard stick is going to politicize that? Besides Karl Rove, that is. And that's your burst of durst for today. Get off his butt!
Well, no. The tease was, I'm going to say something on behalf of the governor.
I defended the governor.
No, you did not.
I did.
You condemned the governor for not having the courage of his conviction and honoring his mother-in-law by telling the whole world, I'm going for an honor being extended to my mother-in-law, and I'm right to do it. Now, you did say we, the public, should not be critical of him, but you implied that his slipping in under the door over the transit.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, so,
yeah, you're right. Was wrong.
I
took him out. Yeah.
No, it's not true.
No, it is true.
I have the utmost respect for women.
It's not him. It's his staff. I mean, his staff is obviously telling him, you know, don't give the guy any guns to put you with Bush. But come on, it's his mother-in-law. He's got to go.
I don't think it was Bush. I think it was his mother-in-law.
You think it was Eunice?
Yes, I don't think he wanted to be hanging out with his mother-in-law. Are you kidding?
Yeah, he wanted to go hang out with.
She's a Kennedy. Remember, she's got to be on his case full time. She's got to be talking to him about all the things that he allegedly is not doing in California. So you can see.
You think it's Maria who's dragging him back to the center?
I think it's the threat of losing an election that's dragging him back to the
November 8th.
What are you talking about? I don't think it has anything to do with family. He really would like to win re-election to his job.
Give me your vote.
Yeah, see, and he is going to do whatever it takes to get there, and I would guess that the process includes going back to the center, going and doing the things that need to be done so that he can get himself elected. After all, there are more Californians who are in the blue side of the equation than in the red side of the equation, in spite of our guess yesterday.
That map was pretty impressive, though.
Except that was all open territory, no people. The people still are.
I know, but it's the same way you look at the electoral map constantly. It's, you know, they got Nebraska is red, and Wyoming, and Colorado, and it looks like huge space. And then I saw a map where they do it demographically, where they make every district the same size in terms of population. And then it looks equal. You know, and I bet you the same thing would happen with California.
Yeah.
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 What do you want from me?
Yeah. We have a
I think
quote
it's what
from
you
the
want
governor
from us.
That, yeah. We get a pull quote?
Yeah.
But we missed one earlier, though. The comment by Bush that you might say she's an unsticker. I mean, our president creates language.
She unsticks things that are stuck.
Yeah.
Yeah, she's an unsticker.
The role of the National Security Advisor is to not only provide good advice to the president, which she does on a regular basis. I value her judgment and her intelligence. But Her job is also to unstick things that may get stuck. Best way to put it. She's an unsticker.
One way to put it.
He was thinking to himself when he said that. Well, that's one way to put it. That wasn't in my script, but I know that's one way to put it.
You know, the amazing thing about Condoleezza is she can be beautiful. Her photograph was taken at certain angles, and she's smiling and she's happy. She can be beautiful, and then you see another angle of she's got her head all frowned up and her eyes are down, and she's scary looking. She can be beautiful or scary looking at the same time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Perhaps that's all that comment deserves.
I don't really look at her that way. I look at her as if she's Henry Kissinger, the National Security Advisor. So you can see what I'm seeing.
Man, I just want the clean up can sit in there and have to vote for a black woman and pull that Republican ticket. Pow, their little heads will pop right off.
I don't think they'll do that. I don't think they will vote for her.
A black woman?
Yeah. I don't care how conservative she may appear to be, how many times she prays at Bob Jones University. Redemption is not possible. She's not going to be able to erase the hue. And the hue is more important than the
down
eye.
There.
Absolutely. And so I think that you can never underestimate.
We are keeping it real on Will and Willie. No, on 960 The Quake, we are Will and Willie. And coming up next hour, we have, who do we have? Dennis Herrera, the city attorney, is going to join us right here at the corner of Mission.
He's right behind you.
My friend laughed at me when I said I could order in French. But when the waiter came, I just smiled and said, Je voudrais le poulet et le riz.
Millions of people everywhere are learning new languages faster than they thought possible with Rosetta Stone software, and we guarantee that you can too. To prove it, we want you to try our amazing software free. Just request a free demo CD-ROM and see how fast you can learn a language. For your free CD-ROM, call 1-800-337-1442. Discover the secret to learning languages that U.S. diplomats, NASA, and the Peace Corps have known for years. And best of all, there's no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills.
If my friends were impressed by that, just wait till we go to Chinatown next week.
Experience the fastest way to learn any of 28 languages, guaranteed. Request your free CD-ROM by calling 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco, 960 The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. Israel says Hezbollah will pay a heavy price for kidnapping two Israeli soldiers. Israeli troops backed by artillery and warplanes have attacked locations in southern Lebanon where it's believed Hezbollah fighters are holed up. Israeli Foreign Ministry spokesman Mark Regev says Lebanon is being held accountable for supporting Hezbollah.
This is an act of aggression, and Israel will have to respond to defend its borders and defend its citizens.
Indian police say timers hidden inside pencils have been found at the scene of at least three of yesterday's train bombings in Mumbai. The timers are thought to have detonated the powerful military explosive RDX. At least 200 people died in the bombings. Correspondent Seth Doan says families have spent the day making the grim search for their loved ones.
I spoke with one father who said he's been up all night searching for his son, going from hospital to hospital, hoping to find him. He just found him here in the morgue. He was in tears.
There's no confirmed claim of responsibility in the bombings in India, although suspicion falls on two Islamic terrorist groups. Those two groups deny involvement. The U.S. government is updating its emergency alert system. It plans to expand capabilities to be able to send emergency alerts to cell phones, websites, and handheld computers. John Lawson of the Association of Public TV Stations explains how it would work.
What would happen with a cell phone, given today's technology, you'd receive a text message that would tell you that something really bad has happened and you needed to get to a radio or a television or some other device to get more information.
The government hopes to start rolling out the system by the end of next year. President Bush is on his way to Europe on a week-long trip, first to Germany, then to Russia for the G8 summit. Another spacewalk today. Two astronauts are testing methods of repairing damaged heat shield tiles in space. They expect to find a good way for repairs to be made to shuttles in flight if they're ever damaged in future launches. The most trusted name in news. This is CNN Radio.
the San Jose Grand Prix.
Presented by Taylor Woodrow.
July 28th through 30th.
3 days of festival fun and racing. Catch all the action of Northern California's most spectacular motorsports event. The San Jose Grand Prix has doubled its bridge capacity, improving the on-track viewing while creating a safer, smoother, wider track for more speed and passing.
More bridges.
More viewing.
More passing.
More fun.
It's more than a race.
The San Jose Grand Prix is sponsored by Taylor Woodrow Homes
and proudly supports the Canary Foundation.
Buy your tickets now. Call Ticketmaster or visit sjgp.com.
Owning a BMW is the ultimate driving experience, and buying one is too at BMW Concord. At BMW Concord, there's no pressure to buy, only great experience and great deals. Our client advisors will listen to what you want and help you find it. With the largest selection of BMWs in the Bay Area, BMW Concord makes buying your next BMW a breeze. If we don't have the BMW of your dreams, we'll find it for you. For $500 off any new BMW, call 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to StreamingBMW.com.
Face it, you've got less than perfect credit, which makes getting a new computer almost impossible. That's because while you're looking at your future, everyone else is too busy looking at your history, your credit history. But at Blue Hippo, we say forget the past. That's right, we believe you deserve a brand new computer regardless of your credit history. In fact, we won't even check your credit score. Call Blue Hippo today, and before you know it, a brand new PC will be delivered right to your door. But hurry, for a limited time, find out how you can get your free brand new 20-inch flat panel TV with built-in tuner and speakers. It's ultra-thin so you can hang it on a wall. And we'll include a free color printer and 3-year warranty, absolutely free. Call now. All credit is accepted, so you will not be turned down. Call 1-800-997-5534. No matter what your credit history looks like, Blue Hippo believes you deserve a break. Call 1-800-997-5534. That's 1-800-997-5534.
Time for quick traffic from the Crown Poor Traffic Center and the Crown Poor Morning News.
It's 8:04. Good morning. I'm John Scott. This report is brought to us by Chrysler. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Stop and go traffic through San Jose. Earlier problem. No lane information. So it's a bit of a mystery to us, but we know it's around 101 northbound at the Guadalupe Parkway. Pittsburgh, shopping cart in the right lane. Love Ridge, westbound 4. Back up from A Street, around the cart. One Marin problem, or Sonoma problem. Petaluma, 101 southbound before Petaluma Boulevard. Two-car crash in the center divide. A big rig blocks the right lane of 880 southbound before the Embarcadero off-ramp. BART running on time. SFO has one-hour arrival delays at the moment. With Chrysler, experience the best in American and German engineering and design. Get employee pricing plus. Well-qualified buyers can save big with 0% APR financing on a generous cash allowance on most Chrysler vehicles. Check out AskDrZ.com for more details. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. Headlines at the bottom of the hour, keeping it real with Will and Willie now on San Francisco and the Bay Area's Progressive Talk Station, 960 The Quake.
We are down on the corner of the Embarcadero and Mission Street here at the Hotel Vitale, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. That is today. All day we will be here. Wednesday the 12th, but tomorrow, Thursday the 13th, we'll be at Union Square because tomorrow is the cable car bell ringing competition.
And I'm actually going to show up, not by my usual DeSoto cab, but rather on the cable car.
Oh,
I'm
going
to leave my house. I'm
going
to go up to Washington Street, one block away, get on the cable car, come down to Powell, and then come down Powell, alight from Union Square with no receipt. Because I never pay. So they can't give me a receipt if I don't pay, and I will not let the mayor know that I did that. But I'm coming down to Union Square, that wonderful, magnificent new place in space. And you know what I'm hopeful of?
Gorgeous vista that is Union Square.
And ordinarily, the city attorney goes and works out early morning, every morning. This is the morning, however, he chose to come to Hotel Vitale, and he came early enough to get a free cup of coffee.
He did.
Before he's taken his seat and put on his earphones. And so we are talking, of course, about Dennis Herrera, who made a spectacular appearance earlier this week before the Court of Appeals here in San Francisco on the same-sex marriage question. At about the same time, the top court in the state of New York was saying same-sex marriages are not legal, and so as several other states in the state of Georgia said at the same time. However, Mr. City Attorney. Dennis Herrera, welcome back to the program.
Good morning. Good morning.
And how is it that you are showing up? What's the basis of your arguments that it's constitutional?
Well, as you're aware, Mr. Mayor, we were in the Court of Appeal on Monday making our arguments why we think the Superior Court's ruling that California's marriage laws are unconstitutional. We made our appearances there. Really, our arguments go on a couple of things. Number one, it's unlawful to infringe on one's fundamental right to marry. There is a fundamental right to marriage unless the state could show that is necessary to further a compelling state interest, which they've been unable to do. That, in addition to that, it's violative of the California right to privacy, which we have in the Constitution, as well as violative of the Equal Protection Clause of the California Constitution. Now, what I think is interesting is that if you heard the argument or listened to the argument, we went through in a fair amount of detail going through what has been the state of the case law throughout the country over the last several years, and our opponents, whether they be the state or some of the religious fringe groups, quite honestly, that were trying to make a political argument that would appeal to a small segment of the population, didn't have one substantive argument that made any sense whatsoever our arguments. And I think it's fairly telling that the Court of Appeal was peppering them with questions on the substance of their issues. And I will say we were able to get all that done. You're right. I do go to the gym every morning at Third Street Pilates, and I was able to get all that done before 9 o'clock in the morning. So it was good.
Let me ask you a question on that score. You say the fringe religious groups and the state. What do you mean by the state being in the opposition?
Yeah, the Attorney General's office of the state defended, as they're required to do, California's marriage laws, specifically as embodied of Section 300 and Section 308.5 of the California Family Code. That is, there are two provisions, one passed by the legislature in 1977 and one passed by the voters in 2000, which is commonly referred to as Prop 22, that sort of defines marriage as being between a man and a woman. And we say that that is violative of the Constitution because the California State Legislature and the courts have repeatedly said, in the context of domestic partner legislation, adoption code legislation, foster care legislation, that there is absolutely no reason whatsoever to discriminate against gay and lesbian people. And we're fairly broad here in California about that. And that, I think, is something that people should be aware of, because over the course of the last week, you're right, there were a couple of decisions in New York and in Georgia. And the automatic question is, well, how is this different? Well, it's very different because New York law is different from California law. There is no comprehensive domestic partner scheme in the state of New York. There is no explicit right to privacy in the New York Constitution. So the state of the law is different, and I think that really gets to the heart of the issue. Is when people talk about that issues of family and marriage are peculiar to the states, and it's a states' rights argument. You know, different states throughout their history have dealt with this issue in different ways, and California has dealt with it differently than New York. So I think that people want to go out there and use the uniformity different states' positions when it suits their purpose and ignore the states' rights arguments. So that's the difference.
You referenced 1977 here on the Quake at 960, and we welcome you again, Mr. City Attorney. You referenced 1977. I assume then that means that the law of the state of California was either silent on the issue of whether or not same-sex couples could marry, or, in fact, it didn't have any reference to who. It just said person. Which was it?
Yeah, it said person, spouse. And in 1977, the legislature made clear that it was between a man and a woman. That was
a member of that body.
Yeah, you should be remembering that. What happened there?
Well, you don't be asking me questions. I'm asking you questions. You're on my show. I'm not on your show.
Yeah, but the thing is, you're going to be on my show tomorrow because I'm a judge in that bell-ringing contest tomorrow. So,
I see.
I want to hear how you're ringing that bell on that cable card when you're riding for free. So that
yes,
is how
I was a member of the legislature at that time. And I must tell you, Mr. City Attorney, that measure was a method. It was carried by a guy named Bruce Nastandy out of Orange County, a Republican, who had been pillared and criticized heavily for his constant voting with the San Francisco delegation on almost every issue of concern to people.
A Republican?
A Republican. He voted with us full-time.
From Orange County, and he kept voting with you guys?
Full-time.
They must have been a little confused out in Orange County.
No, he was not originally from Orange County. He was originally from your state.
Oh, Wisconsin?
Yes.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Nastandy. Your last name is not like...
Yeah.
The names you get in Orange County.
Yeah.
Yes. And he was down there, and we put him on the Criminal Justice Committee. And in that committee, he was constantly voting for what the ACLU would be appreciative of. And the people in Orange County found out about it, and they were going to go after him in the primary. And he needed a protective device. And in those days, nobody was paying a lot of attention to whether or not it's a person or a man and a woman. And he made a big issue out of the man and a woman following an effort by a guy named John Briggs with something called Prop 6, I think, that had tried to address the issue of what happens with the people who are of the same sex. And the results were that the legislature passed that measure. And then the people... by a vote of the people in 2000,
correct,
on a statewide ballot measure, Prop 22, as you called it, made their statement. Except each of those statements were made post the privacy provision. A fellow named Ken Corey had been responsible for the privacy provision being in the Constitution earlier.
Correct. And I mean, I think there's two things that people need to remember about Prop 22. Number one, that was specifically not to really define marriage in the state of California. When it was first proposed, it was because there was a fear that we would recognize marriages from out of state that were same-sex marriages here in the state of California. So really that was designed to say, okay, we're not going to recognize out-of-state same-sex marriages that might people might try to migrate here to the state of California. That was first. And number two, people got to remember, that was not a constitutional amendment. And as much as people want to say that we don't have representative democracy and separation of powers, they want to say we have direct democracy all the time, and that's what should control, there is a tripartite form of government here, and there's a concept of judicial review. And the Constitution is paramount, and the courts are designed to sit there and say, is legislation constitutional or not? And the courts are doing their due diligence and their constitutional duty when they get in that business. So every time people start talking about activist judges here and there, I mean, really, there's nothing that goes to the heart of our representative form of government more than a separation of powers and the concept of judicial review.
And Dennis, your reference to the differences between the respective states, I take it you would be an advocate for states having the right to make their decisions on this issue?
Absolutely. I think that matters of family law, matrimonial law, have always been a matter that has been purely left to the states. And until there is a federal claim that works its way up to the U.S. Supreme Court, which, you know, is going to quite honestly take some time, I think that each state should be left to deal with the issue in and of itself. I will say my own personal viewpoint is that under the federal constitution as well, people are entitled to equal protection under the law, but until we get to that point, you know, we'll deal with it on a state-by-state basis.
One more reference, and we'll go to another subject. The state of Massachusetts, of course, the court some time ago indicated that the legislature needed to act in order to bar it if it was to be barred.
Correct.
And the legislature of that state have not so acted, and 8,000 or more people have benefited by virtue of it because they have gone through the marriage ceremony as same-sex couples. However, just a few days ago, the Supreme Court in that state said, yes, it is the subject matter for the legislature. What's the status of that, if you know?
My understanding is that the court decided that the matter could be put on their ballot. I think it's in 2008. So it'll be on the ballot in 2008, and there was some concern about whether that should really be allowed to happen because what would be its retroactive effect. And the court said, no, it doesn't matter that we have these 8,000 marriages. We don't care about ex post facto laws. This could go forward and be put on the ballot, which I think, you know, if you think about it, what is the net effect? Say it's to pass. What happens to these 8,000 couples? I mean, you want to talk about confusion. So That was, I think that's going on the ballot to be considered by the voters of Massachusetts in 2008.
And those two voices that you have been listening to are the spectacle of hearing two lawyers speak as real humans succinctly so that lay people can understand them. Of course, it's City Attorney Dennis Herrera and our own Honorable Willie Brown. Here at 960 The Quake, coming up, we're going to ask the City Attorney what he has against AT&T. Coming up on 960 The Quake.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Are you tired of sitting on the sidelines, watching as others make big profits in the market and your investments just sit there collecting dust? Well, what if there was a way to get in the game and start generating real wealth, real profit? To become an active, profitable trader regardless of your experience level or whether the market is going up or down? And what if there was a way you could do it for free? Introducing TopTrader, a proven system that shows you the tips, tricks, and secrets the pros use on Wall Street for free. That's right, free.
I continue to pull in between $7,500 and $10,000 a week.
Developed by two guys that have made more money in the market in 35 years than most of us could dream of. TopTrader's proven system gives you the tools you need to succeed and get rich.
There isn't an easier way to get rich.
Call now and we'll rush you a free CD that shows just how easy it really is. Come on, it's a free CD. 1-800-445-1264. That's 1-800-445-1264. 1-800-445-1264.
Dreaming about driving a BMW? Whether it's your first BMW or you're ready to take your current BMW to the next level, BMW Concord is the only place where you'll find a great experience through every stage of ownership. What you want is their first priority. That's why their clients are repeat clients. To receive $500 off your next BMW or to make an appointment with one of their helpful client advisors, call BMW Concord today at 888-SO-GET-MY-BMW or go to streamingbmw.com.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wendy Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Hi, I'm Bill Press. I usually hang out in Washington, but when I'm in the Bay Area, I listen to Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
San Francisco.
It's funny, I saw this play last night called Love Janis. It's about Janis Joplin, and they have a couple of people who play Janis Joplin, and one of them, the singer, was incredible. I mean, note for note, all those first two or three albums, it was. But there's a sequence there where she's in New York and she wants to get back to her San Francisco summer, and everybody in the audience laughed.
Oh. Yeah. It was foggy. It was foggy and cold last night. Let me tell you.
It was 49 degrees in my little thermometer. We're speaking to Dennis Herrera, the city attorney of the city of San Francisco.
What part of town were you guys in last night? If it was that bad,
I was driving around on the west side of town. It was pretty cold.
Well, that's where he lives. He lives on the west side of town. I was, of course, on the Barbary Coast.
Uh-huh.
And it was
being Shanghai,
just like Shanghai Louis.
So you weren't watching the All Star game last night, the baseball All Star game.
I caught an appropriate amount of the baseball All Star.
I tried TiVoing it. I put it on my little DVR.
Well, you didn't have to do anything until the ninth inning. Nothing happened.
No, it cut off after the seventh inning.
But I will say it was more impressive. There's still more scoring than you see in the World Cup soccer game, don't you think?
That always happens with the All-Star game. Remember the All-Star game was here in 83?
Yes, but 83? Speaking of World Cup,
yeah.
All-Star game will be here next year, too.
Yeah, yeah.
But speaking of the World Cup, did you see where the Italian player now admits that he said something that was highly insulting?
But he didn't admit to his son of a terrorist.
No, he said.
But who would admit to son of a terrorist?
I'm not cultured. I don't know what terrorists mean.
Yeah,
well, that makes you out of being a liar instantly.
But since when do we expect our athletes in the course of competition to, like, be gentlemen? That's part of the game. People are insulting people all the time. You certainly don't bop somebody in the head in the chest with your head.
Oh, for crumb's sake. He headbutted him in the chest.
Could have caused a heart attack or something. Jeez.
No, it looked to me like he was trying to kiss him. And he slipped.
That's what he should have said.
He stumbled.
Yeah.
And fell on the guy. Fell in his arms, so to speak. If he'd been trying to headbutt him, it would have been higher. I mean, it's just part of the deal. But Mr. City Attorney.
Is that the correct honorarium? Honorific? Mr.
What?
City Attorney?
Yeah, he's the city attorney. Yeah. And you refer to him, I call him Dennis, but you know you can't do that.
No.
Just like I call him Mr. Merritt.
But there's no Your Honor or the Honorable, or the Esquire. What's the deal with the Esquire, with the lawyers thing?
That's like a thing of tradition. You
know? And it's at the end of the name.
It's at the end of the name.
Yeah. And let me also tell you, it's kind of a Latin flavor to the whole thing. But I told you about this state senator who lost his seat, but he so loved the word senator, changed his first name
to Senator.
Is that right?
Yeah. Senator Raines. His name was Omar Raines from Santa Barbara.
And he changed his name.
Well, I can understand getting rid of Omar.
Yeah.
That's a bad thing.
Especially today.
Yeah, thank you. I mean, particularly if you go ride the train.
Can I be President Durst?
Yes.
Change my first name from Will to President?
Yeah, you could be President Durst.
That'd be great, then, if you ever wanted to run for elected office and they put your name on the ballot, you look like you're an incumbent of something. There you go.
President Durst. Your office represents the city in various categories. Whether it's negotiations, evaluations, and particularly as it relates to civil consumer issues.
Correct.
Is that correct?
That is.
Will referenced AT&T before we went off a few minutes ago, and let's get back to that for a second. You guys doing anything to AT&T? I ask that because AT&T happens to be kind of a semi-client.
Kind of a semi-client.
You know what I love?
They haven't paid me yet.
I was going to say.
They have engaged me, but they haven't paid me yet.
You know what I love?
Really
now he's going to bill for his time.
Annoys me.
I'm billing for this.
Are you kidding me?
Kind of a semi-former client.
Yeah, I think that Mayor Newsom has been clear, as you read in the paper today, that he was concerned about cooperation that, with respect to privacy issues that might have occurred between the NSA and AT&T as regards people's private communications, and there has been a private lawsuit that people have filed with respect to that. The mayor is
Electronic Frontier.
Yeah, the mayor has said, well, you know, we're going to look at our power in the marketplace since we are a large consumer with respect to AT&T, and we have contracts with them to see what the contractual requirements are with respect to AT&T and to use the leverage that we bring as a large customer to perhaps get them to change some or all of their practices. So we're in the process of reviewing those contracts to see what the requirements are and to see what avenues are available to the city as regards the conduct of AT&T and cooperation with the NSA.
So I assume that by the time I get back to my office, they will have sent me my fee, because they now have a problem that has just been described glowingly by the city attorney. I am just delighted to you.
Well, I hope that you're not charging by the hour. You need to be charging a success fee.
Oh, no. Neither way. No. I don't want anything to do with success. I charge them, period.
You want a guaranteed return.
That's right.
What is a success fee?
Well, a lot of times you'll see when people charge, you know, people are always...
So
looking
free
for
if I lose?
No, that's right. I mean, it's
no,
like,
not free. It's on top of.
Well, sometimes it's free, but like people don't want to pay by the hour. They want to say, okay, you get a cut of the action, you get some skin in the game. So if you get a, you get a success bonus
some
or a success
skin in the game.
Yeah, that's what people
Dennis
want.
Dennis Herrera's
that's what they want.
Skin in the game.
It's true. It's true. Because there's nothing that people like more than to complain about their legal bills. So you say, well, you're not going to get, you don't have to pay unless we get success. So that's what folks do.
So do you like being in out of the private sector? Do you like working for the public?
Well, listen, I loved being in the private sector, and I enjoyed it very much.
His wife loved it more.
Oh, absolutely. I love her being in the private sector. Absolutely, and I love her being in the private sector now. But in the public sector, there's nothing you get more enjoyment of than being involved in public issues and making a difference in your community. It's true.
Yeah,
I love it.
Yeah. And okay. Speaking of issues,
taxi commission.
No, not yet.
Not yet.
Yeah, the court just took up partial birth abortion issues that the city attorney's office has been involved in.
Yeah.
Explain exactly what the partial birth
is,
and then move to the question of the lawsuit.
Yeah, in 2003, Congress passed what was called the Partial Birth Abortion Act. And it basically said in its findings that, there's no situation where you should have a health exception for the mother with respect to a particular type of abortion. It was really nothing more than an attempt to get around court decisions and to start limiting the freedom of choice provisions from Roe versus Wade and its progeny. So they passed
whittling it down.
So they passed this law. It unconstitutionally infringed on a woman's right to choose, and it had no health exception for the mother. So a number of us, I was the only municipality in the country to get involved in that case. Planned Parenthood was really the lead here in the Ninth Circuit here. There was another case in Nebraska and one in New York. And in all three circuits, working their way up through the district court and the Court of Appeals in those particular circuits, the courts said it's unconstitutional. So now the Supreme Court has taken up the case that came out of Nebraska.
They put it on its docket for
next year? It's on its docket for in the fall. And our case as well, they'll be heard together. And there has been no more important choice case in the last decade.
So you're going to argue in front of the Supreme Court?
Our office will be there. We haven't decided how we're going to handle it yet. But
That's kind of a coup, isn't it?
Well, I think it's a testament to the good work that was done by Planned Parenthood and the folks in our office and focusing on the issue. And it is the most important choice issue to arise in the last 10 years. And you are now, with the new court, really going to get a sense as to where people are going. And if we are successful and the courts of appeal are affirmed, I think, hopefully, Congress will get the message and sort of back out and stop passing these pieces of legislation that are clearly infringing on the rule of law. Now, if we're unsuccessful, I think you're going to see a wholesale assault by conservatives in Congress to go the next step and whittle away Roe versus Wade more. So this is the most important choice case in at least the last decade to be coming through the courts.
The North Dakota route.
The voice you heard is that of the city attorney in city and county of San Francisco, Dennis Herrera, and my colleague and co-host, Will Durst, has a focused amount of attention on taxicab permits. He's been trying for years to get a medallion. Your question to the city attorney?
Can I get a medallion?
Well, let me tell you, through the good appointments of Mayor Brown a number of years ago, I guess it was 1997, he appointed me to the police commission. At that point, taxi issues were heard at the police commission. This was before the creation of the taxi commission. And I'm telling you, I could hear any issue, major police disciplinary cases, any of the most bothersome cases for me to deal with and issues for me to deal with were the taxi issues. And when they created that taxi commission, I was so happy because the police commission never had to deal with taxi issues again. Because historically, it's been enforced. The rules have been enforced by the police department. So there's a whole set of rules about you getting a medallion and whether you can just be the owner or you have a driving requirement, a minimum driving requirement, and that has essentially been the battle going back, Mr. Mayor, about 25 years.
At least 25, 30.
25 years, 30 years. About if you own a medallion, do you actually have to drive a minimum amount of hours or can you just be the owner? Yeah, I'm sorry. Or just own it and give it away. And this has been...
Not give it away, lease it out.
Lease it out. And, it's been going on. This battle's been going on for 30 years.
Can I get one?
You can't get one because there's a waiting list for the thing.
And do I have to be a driver in order to get on the waiting list?
Oh, yes.
Oh, rat.
Oh, yes. Well, but let's go back for a second, though. The medallions are owned by the city. The medallions are not really owned by the individuals.
So Gavin could give me one.
He doesn't have any to give because he's already leased out. The city has already leased out every medallion. Yeah, that's there. I put out 500 new medallions when I became
pissed
mayor.
At you.
And no, not really. They all are now most appreciative. That's why I get all
now
these sweet cab rides.
But at the time, they were pissed at you.
Because they thought it was polluting the market. Right. They now know it was not polluting the market. It expanded the market. What the city never should have done, though, we never, ever should have allowed for the leasing out, subletting, so to speak, which is what happens. I get a medallion, I drive one shift, and then I sublet the remainder of my medallion for three or four times what I actually make driver. City
That's
gets none of that.
Is. Yeah.
City gets none of
city
that.
City should get a
he
taste.
Gets it.
We'll figure out how to do that next time that the city attorney, Dennis Herrera, joins us here on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie, buddy. Thanks for coming down.
Great. Thanks for having me.
And have a great weekend. Next, we got What Would Willie Do coming up in the next half hour. And then later on, city and county. I almost said the SH word. the city and county police. No, the sheriff. Michael Hennessy is going to be down here. But right now we have news and traffic with John Scott.
Thank you, Will. Let's do that. Let's do traffic first in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. And it's brought to us this time by the Caltrans Cone Zone in Oakland. 880 southbound before the 16th Avenue off-ramp. Two-car crash. Two left lanes blocked. New accident on the, looks like the Skyway, headed to the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. Don't have any lane information. We do know about something happening on the upper deck. Two-car crash right at the Fremont Street off-ramp. This is just trickling in on my screen, so I'm interpreting as I run here. I want to keep you aware of it. Dublin problem, 580 eastbound after 680, stall in the center lane, and a stall in the number 2 lane in Millbrae, 101 southbound Millbrae Avenue because of weather. About 1 hour delays on arriving flights at SFO. A third of all crashes in work zones are rear-end collisions. Penny Saver joins Caltrans in the Office of Traffic Safety and reminding you to allow plenty of following room and please slow for the cone zone. You can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 8:34. Here's what's happening in 960 The Quake. San Francisco officials are investigating AT&T's alleged cooperation with a national security agency and is considering taking punitive action against the company, which might include cancellation of some city contracts or something else. A federal lawsuit filed by the Electronic Frontier Foundation accuses AT&T of illegally cooperating with the super-secret agency to make our communications on their network available to them. If you live in the East Bay and you need a car for just a few hours, you have another choice. Zipcar, which started service in San Francisco last fall, said it has now expanded into Berkeley and Oakland. It also plans to double the number of vehicles based in San Francisco by this time next year. Zipcar rents cars for a few hours, so folks can avoid the high cost of a traditional car rental or the expense of owning a car full-time. The company is one of three that do this in the Bay Area. We have more of this kind of service than in any other city in the country. The new owners of the Albertsons grocery chain canceling its home delivery program. The service was invented by, remember when, Webvan. During the dot-com boom, others followed soon after. Albertsons charges $10 to deliver groceries we order online. That program ends next week. The company is also closing 37 stores in Northern California. Safeway still has an online shopping program that you can use if you like to do that sort of thing. Now we know what happens to those cookies the Girl Scouts don't sell. This morning, the Bay Area Girl Scouts will formally donate 25,000 boxes of cookies to four Bay Area food banks. The donation is part of the Scouts' Gift of Caring program. Nice day today. Fog will move back to the coast by midday this afternoon. Near 60 at the coast, 70s on the peninsula, low to mid-80s inland. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just got off the phone with a woman who ordered Right Size. Her name was Joni, and she'd already lost 12 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time that she's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a Right Size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories and you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Here's the phone number, 1-800-644-1291. The phone number for Right Size Smoothies, 1-800-644-1291. 1-800-644-1291.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and 2 nights in Las Vegas? And what about you don't pay a dime for it? That's right. Act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas's newest 5-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge. Stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call this special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot.
Submitted for your approval.
7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You with the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
This is House Democratic Leader Nancy Pelosi.
Hi, this is Barney Frank.
Hi, this is Margaret Cho.
Hello, I'm Michael Stokes.
This is Ted Kennedy.
This is Willie Brown.
This is John Kerry.
Hello, I'm Mike Myers.
This is Senator Barbara Boxer.
Hi, this is Jackson Brown.
Hi, it's Randy Rose.
Hello, this is George McGovern.
I'm Al Franken.
This is Ed Schultz.
Hey, guys, this is Will Durst.
These are our rock stars. San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake. 960 The Quake, now broadcasting in HD digital. The next evolution of radio is here. Find out more online at quakeradio.com.
This is we've got some mighty challenges to make sure the country is more prosperous and more hopeful and the world more peaceful. But, sin duda, we're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país es un gran país with great values and great hope and great strength.
That is our president, number 43 of these United States, George Walker Bush. speaking Spanish here at 960 The Court.
Why is it that his Spanish sounds like English?
He just lets it roll off.
Yeah, it was an amazing translation, supposedly. No Latino brother of mine understood a word he said. Not at the brothers at the barbershop. So he probably should give it up.
World more peaceful. But sin duda.
Sin duda.
We're going to achieve what we need to achieve. Porque este país es un gran país.
He's turned into William Shatner before our very eyes. Candula.
I've reminded the Prime Minister, the American people, Mr. Prime Minister, over the past months that it was not always a given that the United States and America would have a close relationship.
It's not always a given that the United States and America would have a close relationship.
With what?
No, the United States and America.
United States and America would have a close
relationship.
Oh, who was that? I always forget.
That's good, though. I like that. Ha, ha.
Oh, that's
ha,
Nancy Pelosi.
Ha. Yes.
Ha, ha, ha.
What you can do with electronic shots is just absolutely amazing.
Is that Bush's laugh?
That's Bush's laugh. No.
Sounds like sandpaper.
This is fair.
This is cheating, man.
That's why we've elevated him from his chair here at the Hotel.
Yeah, Vitale. What's he doing up at the table?
He's up at the table. That's so we can keep a watch on, make sure he comes back. You know, so many of those. What is this, number four?
This is our number four, Bushnokio.
Yeah. Did you see this morning's...
We got to tell them what we're talking about. We have an inflatable doll, and it's a Bush in his flight suit, in his mission accomplished banner. And on the back, he's got a little sign that's taped to his back, says, impeach me. This is actually on the blow-up doll, and stuck on the blow-up doll right on his butt is a 960, the Quake, keeping it real with a Will and Willie, little tiny bumper sticker. And we've lost, what, two of these?
Two or three
have been stolen, so we keep finding the new ones. Paul keeps rooting them out somewhere. And here at the Vitale, he adorns one of the chairs because we have four chairs sitting around the circle table that is our studio here.
And we want to make sure there's a dummy in at least one.
Well, you don't have to worry about that as long as
it circulates. It circulates on a daily basis.
But tomorrow, are we going to bring him with us to Union Square? And if people want to come down and see
I think we'd lose it. I think the people would rip him off.
No, let's bring him. We need the moral support.
Or you think
if no one else
you think
join
bring
it's in the interest of long-term peace in the world that we work for a free and secure and peaceful Iraq. A free and secure Iraq in the midst of the Middle East will have enormous historical impact.
A pins, friends?
Ha, ha, ha. So
come down and see us tomorrow in Union Square from 7 to 10, where we're setting up for the cable car bell ringing contest, which is going to be emceed by Miss Debbie Durst, who will also be on the show tomorrow.
It probably goes through your people's minds, wondering aloud, I suspect, that don't you guys have a station someplace where you can broadcast from?
Yes, and every once in a while, Tony will be late, and we'll have to go to the station.
Well, it isn't always because Tony is late.
No,
it's because
not
on
always.
Some days, unlike the two of us, Tony is permitted to take off from work. He gets a vacation. As a matter of fact, in about 8 or 9 days, he's going off to Maui for a family reunion and a couple of other
things.
That's
what he says.
He's going to be gone for several days.
Claims there's a wedding.
And Cousteau has invited him to come hang with the sharks.
Jean-Michel?
Yeah, Jean-Michel has invited him to come check the sharks out.
You don't know what you're talking about.
Well, no, I don't like that
and his
one.
His band is actually playing in Maui at the wedding of the guy you know, right?
And people don't know that. What's the name of his band? Do you
I have
know the
no
name
idea.
Of that band?
Flakjack? Not flak jacket? Just flak jack? So it's like two-thirds of an actual phrase? Flak jack.
That's because, you know, they do it that way.
Let's hope they didn't get it from the U.S. military.
Because if so, it will not work. But there are kinds of things that don't work in this country. For an example.
Yes, let's just give them one.
That doesn't work?
Yes.
The White House. Because all of a sudden, Novak the Squealer
is
exactly what I thought.
I don't understand this whole revelation by Robert Novak.
He has been out of the news for a long time. He's trying to figure out a way to get back in the news. All of a sudden, he's willing to say, oh, yes, I was the recipient of information, but it didn't come from a political operative in the White House. It came from somebody else. I won't tell you who, but it came from somebody else. When I went before the grand jury, I told them that Karl Rove confirmed Valerie Plame as the CIA operator that was being referenced by the person that gave me the information. A second source in the administration confirmed it as well. But I'm not prepared to tell you any of those things without the prosecutor having freed me. And now that the prosecutor has freed me, under the journalistic standards that I have established,
wow,
I'm revealing whatever I wish to reveal. All a ploy for a day in the sun by a person who's fading into the shadows along with Dan Rather and others of journalists.
Fred, he walked off of CNN. Now he's on Fox News where he belongs.
Yeah, tore his headphones off and walked off because they asked him a question that he didn't want to answer.
I was actually in New Hampshire where he got in a fist fight with a kid because this had just happened. It was, was New Hampshire? So it had to have been January 2004, and he had got this had just happened where he had released Valerie Plame's name, and this kid called him a traitor, and Novak swung on him. You know, like one of those wild, roundhouse, Wallace Beery kind of drunken punches, and the kid was ready to go in and just take him down. It was a great little scene on the streets of Manchester, New Hampshire.
And I'm certain that Novak, when asked about the performance by the French player in the soccer match, I'm sure he condemned it as being inappropriate, etc., and that he should have been red-flagged and thrown out. In this case, Mr. Novak should have been red-tagged and thrown out.
If not headbutted himself.
Yes.
Coming up on Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Stay tuned. We have What Would Willie Do?
Coming right up.
Let's eat light today.
I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad, roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad, albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic pressure-relieving Swedish mattresses, and the Sleep Number bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep.
Hey, Tanya Roberts here, and I want to know, where are you going on your next romantic weekend getaway? Well, how about 3 days and two nights in Las Vegas? And what about, you don't pay a dime for it? That's right, act like a high roller in Vegas and pay nothing for it. It's all part of our celebration of Vegas' newest five-star resort, Tahiti Village. We want you to get out of Dodge, stir up a little romantic magic in the most exciting city on earth with a complimentary second honeymoon, all on Tahiti Village. Come on, you know you deserve it. You know you want it. Las Vegas is calling. So stop what you're doing and call the special toll-free number, 866-52-GO-WIN. Oh, and as a bonus, if you call right now, they're going to throw in tickets to a hot show right on the strip. Can we say high roller treatment, baby? So call 866-52-GO-WIN for all the exciting details. That's 866-52-GO-WIN. Call now.
960 The Quake, the appropriate way to channel your political rage. On the air and online, San Francisco's progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
What would Willie do?
Every day we ask in a rehearsed question of the former mayor and speaker of the house.
I'm everyday people.
And he blinds us with his extemporaneous genius. Today's question, what would Willie do, comes from me. I'm reading this article in the paper. They have nominated all these spaces and places as being targets for terrorism. And the number one state with the most targets for terrorism, coming in at number one with 8,591 potential terrorist targets, state of Indiana. State of California, 3,212. We have almost a third of the same amount terrorist sites. How do you go about convincing Michael Chertoff that the states of California and New York are at risk and deserve money to be put here rather than in states like Indiana and Wyoming?
I don't think you can convince the people who had Homeland Security now, and in particular Chertoff, simply because I don't think they think rationally on the issues. They don't think like a terrorist, which is what you have to do in order to try to figure out and anticipate what's really at risk. They've set up this series of artificial measurements of what they think the terrorists ought to be doing, and they intend to make the decisions on resources and the application of those resources based upon their conclusion. And their conclusions, obviously, are totally and completely inconsistent with what talented terrorists would do. They need to hire the people who write for 24 to be able to tell them where they ought to be placing or the resources they need to place. California clearly is a far more lucrative, interesting, dramatic target in its smallest component than anything in the state of Indiana. And the same goes when you think in terms of New York. The possible targets there are so superior that there's nothing in the state of Indiana that could possibly match it. Terrorists want to make a statement, and when they make their statement about their power and their residual fear factor that they intend to generate, I don't think they would ever believe that something blown up in the state of Indiana would create fear in somebody's mind and heart in San Diego or in Albany, New York, or in any of the other real portals of publicity and communications. And so as a person who does have some interest in decisions to be made by the Homeland Security people, what would I do? I would replace the Homeland Security people by ensuring that Democrats win both houses of Congress this time around, and by ensuring that somebody, either Hillary, Kerry, or Gore, or Biden, or Mark Warner, or one of those persons, Bill Richardson, get elected to the presidency in 2008 so that we can send the crowd running Homeland Security back in and the policies can change, more reflective of the real risk that the existence of terrorists present to this nation.
And that's what Willie would do. And I think that's the only thing that you can do is just take these guys out. They're not going to change the way that it's obviously all about politics.
It's only about home politics. As a matter of fact, when the comments were made earlier by Jeffrey Kuna about the suburban agenda, the decisions being made in Washington with reference to resources, frankly, constitutes a component of furthering the so-called suburban agenda. And clearly, elevating a state like Indiana to the left, a level of being more at risk than the Golden Gate Bridge, or being as much at risk as the remnants of the World Trade Center, or the Chicago Tower.
Sears Tower.
What
does Indiana have? I mean, they got the Dan Quayle Museum in Huntington, and that's about it, right?
Well, no, they have a basketball team.
The Pacers, that's right. Actually, they got a lot of monuments right downtown in Indianapolis. You've been to downtown Indianapolis.
Oh, yes.
They got all those huge World War II monuments.
But there's nothing in that state that you would want to create.
No.
You couldn't create a fear factor by doing something in that state that would resonate as spectacularly as would be the case if something happened.
Cut off the little toe of California. In the next hour, we got Sheriff Michael Hennessy of the City and County of San Francisco here at Keeping It Real, 960 The Quake.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face.